Hey everyone, this is Chris Schiste, the web admin for PWP. This is a special PWP Extra with Veda Scott, conducted by Dave Muscarella. I just wanted to get some plugs out of the way. Of course, the first thing we want to talk about, the RAIN Foundation that we have. Of course, everyone continue to donate. We really appreciate that. We're really close to our goal, and we still have basically an entire month left. So every $100, as Jerome has said on multiple newscasts, gets us 1 hour extra on the hopefully 12-hour podcast marathon that we will be doing. Continue to donate. Keep spreading the word. We really appreciate it. And of course, our High Spots links, our Amazon links, and our coupon codes for the AIW new streaming service. Use coupon code PWP at checkout. You will get 20% off for the first 12 months. That's an entire year. 20% off. So go check it out. It's AIWarchives.com. And of course, our friends over at IPW Training Cards have a coupon code for us as well. It is PWP. You get 10% off. And also our friends over at Filsinger Games, PW Ponderings. Write the whole thing at checkout, you get an extra 10% off of their great card games. So, of course, thank you, everyone, for supporting us at PWP, and enjoy the show.
All right, I want to welcome Veda Scott to the show, program, whatever you want to call this. First of all, Veda, how are you doing?
I'm all right. Thanks for having me. This is always the most awkward part.
Yeah, I know. The beginning, I'm pretty new to this, so I never know how to intro anything. But so we got a few things I want to talk to you about. Number one, obviously, we got WSU Power coming up, and you're part of an 8-woman tournament for the Spirit title. So I want to kind of get your thoughts on that. But first, before we get to that, I just want to go over some stuff that's happened to you recently in AIW. I would say that's your home promotion, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So so the last show they had, you had quite a match. You had a four-way with Athena, Mickey James, and Candice LeRae. And yeah, you came out of that pretty nice with the women's title. So
it was a four-way, and it was a one pinfall or submission to a finish, and the title could change hands. I happened to pin Athena, who was the champion at the time, but really it was anyone's game. I mean, I'm sure if you look into the details of the ending of that match, there some people may have questions or objections, but I mean what's important is that I won.
Yeah, well, the thing about that whole show was every match was no disqualification.
Technically, yes, it was.
So, technically, you didn't cheat to win, even though, I mean, Josh Alexander may have been in the ring, may have tombstone Athena, but, I mean, perfectly legal, right?
I think, what was it, last year, was it me and Silesia with light tubes, right? I think that was last year at the rap show. So, yeah, it's an anything goes, no holds barred, kind of a crazy show, so... I guess you could call it strategy. I don't know. I was just taking advantage of the lack of rules. Maybe we could say that.
But, I mean, this wasn't your first title shot in AIW. I mean, this is, I believe, your third women's title shot.
Yes.
Yeah, you've wrestled Allison Kay previously and Athena on a one-on-one match before. Didn't have much success there. But you did hear. I'm just wondering, do you
feel... It was super close. It was super, super close.
Oh, yeah.
Like, barely they won. Just so close.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, do you feel like you're in a better position now winning the title than you were maybe a year ago when you had those title matches? I mean, do you feel more, you know, more experienced, just in a better place, you know, aligned with Josh now?
Well, I mean, obviously, being part of a unit like I am now, a unit that actually functions and works, is always going to benefit me. And it's something new and something different that we're doing for both of us. And it's really working out. I mean, we're both champions now. So I really don't think you can argue that at all.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because you helped him win his title and he kind of helped you win your title. So
it's not funny. That's strategy.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'm just wondering, like, I mean, you've obviously, you know, in AIW, you've had other acquaintances, Gregory Iron. That kind of ended in a messy divorce.
It started while we were champions for a while.
Yeah, you were the tag champs. I had a pretty long run. It was like about a year run, I believe.
Maybe a year, yeah.
Yeah. Is it? I mean, between the two acquaintances you've had, you know, you kind of had a run there where you're on your own. You know, you had the people behind you. I would say, I would argue you were one of the most popular people in AIW in front of that crowd. And but you weren't winning any titles. So is that kind of what led you to your relationship teaming with Josh Alexander? Just kind of fed up.
I'm still popular now. I mean, they're still very vocal. What they've said
in a different
has
way
changed a bit.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
But
I'm running out of Dick Justice puns though, which is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
So I'm actually glad that he has the opportunity to go wrestle in Europe for a few months, so I can refresh my menu of Dick Justice puns for when he returns.
Yeah, you and him share a special relationship, I would say. Along with that, with the AEW fans, I mean, obviously they love. It's kind of funny because they either love to love you or they love to hate you.
All I'm hearing is love.
Yeah.
All I'm hearing is love.
I mean, I guess it beats coming out to silence.
That's yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But, I mean, I would say you're probably way more comfortable in the role of being hated. I think that's more of your natural role, if you want to say.
I mean, I think if you look at my history and just, you know, as a wrestler, I would agree with that. I'm not very good at being good.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work out. Like in AIW, I mean, I tried, and it just turns out that my natural inclination is, not necessarily of the purest intentions. I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
Fight fate.
Yeah, but you definitely seem to have some of your better matches, you know, in AIW. I feel like that is kind of the place where you've grown the most.
I feel like AIW gives me an opportunity to try new things. We're very unrestricted there, and you can tell just by the work that's put out that they kind of give us a platform to do what we feel we want to do and to grow and to change and to just get better and just it's so. I know I'm sure other people have said this as well, but it's a refreshing change sometimes to go. To a company like AIW, where their goal is to just, you know, put on great shows and have the fans excited. And, you know, it's an unfettered sort of like the collaboration of ideas is very, very mutual. And in terms of that, like, it's a great place. It's a great place to go and wrestle. And they've really just given me a platform to figure out what I am and what I want to do. And like you said, it's become my home promotion. It's how I've sort of grown and evolved because it's been a consistent place also for me to be month after month, which I appreciate. And yeah, it's just, you can tell, I'm sure you can tell even just as a fan, watching a show, you can tell, when the wrestlers are having fun and when the wrestlers are enjoying themselves and being creative. And I think there's no question of that in an AIW show.
So the next AIW show you're booked at is Girls Night Out 15.
Correct.
It's just announced as a partner tag. Not your first dream partner tag in AIW either.
No.
I don't believe Shauna's going to be at this show, though.
I don't know. I'm partnering with question marks. I'm not revealing any information.
Yeah. But so it's you and someone against Athena and someone.
Which honestly isn't fair. I should be able to know who her partner is. I'm the champion. I don't have to reveal my partner, but she should be able to have to reveal hers. I don't know. I think so.
I'm kind of surprised it's a tag match and she's not getting a rematch for your title. I don't know if that was your doing or not, but
I don't make the matches, man. I tweet the images and promote the shows.
Yeah,
sure,
but
100% what happened?
But but that should be good. I'm sure that's going to be the main event, obviously. I'm just wondering, also that weekend they're doing J-Lit. Obviously,
yes.
You're not involved in that, but I'm sure you'll be watching that, and because, you know, the winner of that sure is going to cross paths with Josh Alexander at some point.
At some point.
Yeah. So, I'm just wondering your thoughts. Athena's in the J-Lit. I mean, any thoughts on that? Maybe seeing her win? I mean, are you rooting for anybody?
You know, I'm not, wouldn't say that I'm rooting for anyone in particular. This is such a varied, varied field. I just kind of want to see what develops. I don't have the brackets right in front of me to look at like potential matchups, but that's always fun. I don't really think there's any way that it can turn out badly, in terms of just entertaining matches and new matches and matches that have never happened before, just because there's such a wide variety of people in it this year, including Little Guido. So I wouldn't say Little Guido is my pick necessarily.
Is that because he's smaller?
But I'm interested to see. I'm interested to see what happens.
Okay. Yeah. So
if he needs to ride me to the ring on my shoulders, like Big Sal.
Would you ever offer your services to say like Nick Cage or someone like that?
I'm occupied. I'm busy. Josh and I are very focused on our future as champions forever and ever and ever. Yeah. So
you're not looking to expand into like a 3 or 4 person stable?
Not at the moment.
Just you and Josh, and strictly platonic, right?
Strictly platonic, of course.
All business. All right. So that's AIW. I want to move on. Before we get to the show, I just want to talk about Shimmer real quick.
Sure.
You just had a weekend at Shimmer. You had 2 matches. The one match I'm really interested to know about, because I wasn't there, unfortunately, but you wrestled Shaza McKenzie. Used to be your tag partner. Now is not your tag partner.
She's not my tag partner.
I was there for... You wrestled 2 years ago. You did wrestle each other in New Jersey.
Yes.
In front of like 20 people. But yeah, I was there for that. And
I don't think we were technically partners at the time. I think that was like the week before Shimmer, maybe.
Yeah, that was.
We were partners in the making. We knew we wanted to be a team. We were working on it.
Well, that seems to happen a lot. You wrestle someone, you figure out you have a chemistry with that person, and then you know you become tag partners. That's a pretty regular thing that seems to happen.
I just kind of wanted to attach myself to Shaza in any way possible, so I figured that us being a team would be the best way to do it. It wasn't enough to keep her in America forever, but I did try.
So I'm just wondering. So you wrestled her once, and then 2 years, you know. I guess like 3 years later, you wrestle her again. I'm wondering, was there a difference between then and now? Like as far
Well, obviously the feelings had changed a little bit. There's quite a bit more animosity this time around at Shimmer because she had a bit of a problem, I guess, with my slight change in attitude and behavior while she was gone. And I didn't technically ever replace her. She can't be mad about that. That didn't work out. So I don't really understand what her beef is, but she was pretty mad. It resulted in there was some bad blood there. No actual blood, but there was some bad blood. I'm not closing the door on a future partnership between us if she would be willing to apologize to me. For accusing me of dishonorable behavior.
Because in certain parts of the world, she is kind of, you know, not the nicest of persons. So I
know, and that gives me hope that you'll see things my way one day.
So you guys never officially had a team name, I don't believe. I called you Team Short for like, I was trying to think of an acronym like Super Happy Outrageous. Something, I don't know, really tall, I don't know. Your other match at Shimmer that weekend was a bit of a pretty much the exact opposite of Shaza in Jessica Havoc.
She's like 2 Shazas stacked up on top of each other.
So that match did not end as well for you from
not either. Quite, no. I believe it was chokeslammed off the top is how that ended, I think. They tell me.
I'm just wondering, wrestling someone like Havoc, is that more or less scary than taking the bar exam?
So Jessica Havoc is incredibly frightening, and obviously I continue to lose matches against her. We had a match in 2CW as well, which was our first time wrestling each other. But I just so enjoy the challenge of wrestling her, especially because of the size difference and the personality differences. They are matches that I would happily have every single day of the week, and hopefully I win one of them one of these days, maybe. She's really strong and scary.
Yeah, well, David did beat Goliath, so there's always hope. All right, now let's get to WSU. So, so you're in the Spirit Title tournament. It's for opening round is this Saturday. Hopefully, people will listen to this before that happens. But your opening opponent in the first round is Leva Bates, who's wrestled, I feel like, 3 or 4 times now. At least twice.
At least 3, I want to say.
Yeah. So, I mean, any thoughts on that match?
I'm pretty pumped for it because, like you said, it's part of the Spirit Tournament, and I guess the semifinals and the finals would be in July, right? So this is just the opening round, and I'm excited. Obviously, I want to win the tournament. I'm sure Leva does as well. But it's a bit of an interesting dynamic because, as you said, we've wrestled each other several times, several different places, and I'm not really sure which Leva Bates I'm going to see that day. Like, I'm literally not sure. I don't know what she's going to be wearing. I don't know what costume she'll have on or what character she'll be. And that's always, that's hard to plan for, but that's a challenge. And no, but it's been a while. I think the last time we were able to wrestle each other was Shimmer a year ago. During our unfortunate tag team breakup, very short-lived tag team.
Yeah.
I believe it was about a year ago. So it's been a while for both of us, and she's obviously been doing incredible things in the interim and gotten slightly more well-known. So she's now internationally famous television star, Leva Bates.
Yeah, she has something about her pants. I don't know. So the one thing about WSU, you haven't been there in a little while.
No, I haven't, unfortunately. It's honestly been a scheduling thing. I would love to be there every month, and the schedules don't work out. I have had commitments with Ring of Honor, honestly, for the most part, where I wasn't able to make the scheduling work, which is a shame because I love WSU. I love what they're doing. I was super bummed to have to miss the show 2 months ago with the TLC match. But I'm really excited to be back, and it looks like it's going to be able to turn into a regular thing, so that's even better.
Yeah, because with the UNWSU, I mean, you've tried a bunch of different tag teams there.
Don't play well with others.
Yeah, I mean, Rick Cataldo and you didn't exactly mesh well, to put it nicely, I guess. You know, you've wrestled with Jenny Rose, you've wrestled with Jesse Brooks in the past, so, I mean, it's been an interesting dynamic. Do you feel like maybe singles is just the way to go?
Well, the thing is, like, I try really hard to get along with all of these partners, and then they lose, and I'm not happy with that. So who would want that? I don't want to tag with losers. Yeah. I think the progression of the assorted tag team tryouts is something that was really fun to do. And I'm, of course, not opposed to acquiring another tag team partner in WSU, whoever that may be. But I am excited to be participating in this singles tournament for a singles championship. Although, of course, disappointed to see Nevaeh have to give it up because she's just phenomenal, too.
Yeah. The one thing I never really asked anybody, like, is there a difference between, like, say, the WSU locker room and, like, a Shimmer locker room? Other than the fact that Shimmer obviously has way more international talent and a lot of people don't speak English. Other than that, would you say, like, there's a camaraderie in both locker rooms, like a family atmosphere?
I mean, like, they're both two wrestling companies that are comprised of women who take wrestling seriously and want to be serious athletes and serious wrestlers, serious performers. So when you have that in common, I mean, it's just going to be a good environment no matter what.
Yeah. Okay. So hopefully you win that. And then in July, you know, you win the Spirit title. That's, you know, wish, hopefully. So I have some other, just to kind of, finish up here. I have some just random questions I've always wanted to ask you. You pretty much fashion wise, you love houndstooth.
I do love houndstooth.
I'm just wondering, where did that come from? Was that like from childhood, or was that just something you saw one day and just?
I am Well, in the ring, obviously, I wear spandex and wrestling gear. But outside of the ring, I'm very into a lot of just vintage clothing. And so houndstooth is a pattern that comes up an awful lot. I wear a lot of, you know, like blazers and suits and things. And so houndstooth is a frequent pattern. Just a big, big fan of houndstooth. Houndstooth in all colors. The black and white is, of course, the old standard. But I have stuff in pink, green, blue, everything.
Interesting. And you're obviously one of the more famous wrestling vegans out there. Since you travel a lot, what do you think's the best city for vegan food?
Honestly, Austin, Texas is pretty fabulous. So every time I'm in Austin, I just want to eat everything. Austin's pretty great. Philadelphia, surprisingly, is a great vegan and vegetarian city. You wouldn't think so because they're kind of renowned for like cheesesteaks and like obesity and things. But they're a really, really veg-friendly city and becoming more so every single day.
Royal Tavern.
Seattle has a good vegetarian, has a lot of good vegetarian stuff too. But no, I might have to say Austin.
Yeah, Austin is definitely kind of like, I feel like Austin doesn't belong in Texas. It feels
people
like
people say that a lot. I'm in Texas semi-frequently, and a lot of times it's just, you know, in and out. So I don't know Texas well enough outside of Austin, which is where I've spent the most time, to be able to confirm or deny that. But I hear that enough from people who live in Texas that it has to be true, that Austin's like its own universe. It's kind of crunchy, kind of fun.
Yeah. The other thing you're kind of known for is your cat, Teddy.
Yes.
How long have you had him?
Well, he was a found cat, like a street cat. So when I found him, the vet said that he seemed to be a bit less than a year old. So we put him at probably about 7 now, somewhere around the 6-7 range. But we don't know for sure. I don't know for sure because, again, he found me on a street corner. The street corner was a corner of South Street and 4th in South Philadelphia. At about 3 in the morning is when Teddy found me, or I found Teddy. And then I couldn't keep a cat with me at the time. So, you know, I fed him a little bit and played with him, and he was super cute and super cuddly. And then I picked him up and I directed him over to a cemetery that was nearby because there were lots of mice and things, let him go. And then the next day when I was opening the back gate, a little bit further away from where he originally found me, it started to rain and I hear this little cat mewing, and it was Ted. He had found his way somehow to the house, which was odd because, again, I hadn't found him. He hadn't found me outside of the house, but he figured out where I lived. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. He figured out where I lived because he's brilliant. And it started to rain and that was pretty much the end of it. So I scooped him up and found a place where I could keep him temporarily until I was able to get to a place where I could keep him permanently. And we have been inseparable ever since. So my best friend is a cat.
Growing up, do you have pets?
I had dogs.
Ah.
My family, my brother, is allergic to cats. So we could never have a cat in my childhood household. So we could have dogs. We had dogs. I had a dog named Wonton, was the longest childhood dog.
That's awesome. Another thing, you recently tweeted a pic of you and your dad.
Yes.
He's a musician of some kind?
He's a musician, yes.
Yes. So do you have any musical talents?
You know, I do and I don't. So growing up, I grew up in a very musical household, obviously, because my father's a musician. And, you know, we had a recording studio in the basement, and my dad would always have people over, and there'd always be sessions going on. I was a musician, and he was producing music. So this was all occurring all the time, and I, being an idiot child, was, like, really resistant to learning how to play, even when you teach me how to play. My brother is brilliant at any instrument he picks up, he can play. So he plays guitar, bass, saxophone, trumpet, like a ton of different stuff, ukulele. I know he has a ukulele somewhere. And I was super resistant to all of this because, again, I was an idiot. So I never learned how to play the guitar, even though I totally should have. But I did play the baritone horn in elementary, middle, and high school in the marching band, which is sort of like a smaller tuba, I guess is the best way to put it. So I was in the low brass family. But no, I was resistant to playing anything cool. I could have, like, got any friends or popular in a band.
No, I played the trumpet in fifth grade, so.
Yeah. But yeah, so my dad is amazing and completely my hero, but he is a musician, and that's where we're pretty convinced that that's where my complete lack of personal shame in front of an audience comes from. It's from my dad.
That's awesome.
I was at a show of his last weekend, and he was doing like this shtick where he was doing kind of this like Bubba Ray Dudley stuttering thing, and then like he started shredding his guitar and like, oh, he actually isn't nervous, ha 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 ha. And I'm like, oh, that's so lame. And then he's like, no, you get this all from me. So yep, anyway, I won't talk about my dad anymore. My dad's the man. So
that's awesome. Another thing, you got a upcoming show in Canada for Smash.
Yes.
Give Divas a Chance, I believe is what they're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're facing Portia Perez,
yes,
I believe. Now, you faced her in tags before. You and Shaza faced the Canadian Ninjas in Shimmer, I believe. I don't think you've ever... Have you faced her one-on-one before?
We have. We've had, I want to say, two singles matches, but possibly three. One for PWO in Ohio, and one for Pro Wrestling Respect.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, was that?
Yeah. And then I'm thinking that there could have been another one in there, but I might be wrong, or I might be thinking of, like, tags or multi-bands.
Well, she beat you at Pro Wrestling Respect, so I
guess. Yeah, I guess she did, didn't she? Huh?
Yeah, that was your only blemish on that promotion. But it's just interesting because, you know, you probably don't face a lot of women that are like you. I mean, other than Shaza, like, there's not many women that are like your height that you face. So usually much shorter of the two, I would imagine.
Yeah, that is true. I'm usually the shorter of my opponents, like most of the time.
Yeah. So I just want to know your thoughts on Portia as a wrestler.
Portia is, I don't want to get like all like weird and gushing, but Portia obviously is a role model of mine and an idol of mine. I think anyone who watches me wrestle could probably tell that. I don't know if she'd want the credit for me at all, but no, obviously I think she's phenomenal. I just, everything she does is just great. Just so well done. Everything, just every little detail, is just so well done and so much thought put into things. And she's also someone who just loves wrestling and loves the history of wrestling. So she draws from a really, really deep well of inspiration and creativity. And so of course, I love wrestling her. There's just, it's challenging, and you can do different things and try different things, but it's someone who genuinely is just having fun with what she does.
Yeah, the one comparison I'd say between the two, you both really do well with your character as far as getting people to actually hate you in a match. I think a lot of people want to be the cool heel, and they don't really work on getting the crowd to actively hate them. And
well, the problem with me is there's literally nothing cool about me whatsoever. So that's really not a road I need to worry about going down, even by accident.
Yeah, So I do kind of feel like you. There is a parallel there, though, with how you work your character with the crowd. Although I'm sure in this match, one of you will be the good guy. But yeah,
Smash is bizarro world, though. You never know, because it all depends. I'm clearly not Canadian. Portia is very Canadian. You never know with Smash, like, what the fans are going to do one day or another. There's been times where I really think that they're, you know, they're on my side. The next time it's like, oh, you're American, we'll boo you, which is always fun. I love going up for Smash. I'm really, really excited to get back there again. And then, of course, they're running another show that same day as well, where they just announced Samoa Joe versus Chris Hero, which is kind of a crazy match, so.
Yeah, so that show that got me to finally make a trip up there. So I will be seeing you wrestle.
It's really fun, a really, really fun promotion.
Yeah. The one promotion you haven't been at in a long time that I'm wondering why is Shine. You were kind of, you know, history making there because you won the first match ever at Shine.
I was in the first match, and did I win? I did.
Yes.
Win.
Yeah, you beat Kimberly. So, you know, you're the first ever winner in Shine, and you kind of haven't been back since.
Well, you can't top that. History and a win. You go out on top.
But, I mean, so I'm just wondering, I'm sure it's like you know, scheduling and all that, but I'm like, would there be any interest in you going back there?
Well, the cool thing right now is that there are just so many promotions that are promoting women's wrestling seriously and professionally. So, like you said, there's just oftentimes just conflicts in terms of, you know, who's going to wrestle where and who's available when. But, you know, we're not lacking for choice at all.
Nah.
And I think that's really, like, everything that Shine is doing right now is great. I try to follow it as much as possible, of course. And they have a really strong roster right now as well. And it's a slightly different roster than a lot of other places have, which is also cool. Because you don't want to, I mean, there's just really no point in having the same people on every single show everywhere. Like, that doesn't benefit anyone.
Nah.
Fans or wrestlers.
Yeah, but you want variety. That's about it. I'm trying to think of anything else. I'm a terrible podcast host, but
I'm wrestling Tessa Blanchard in a week.
Oh, yeah, PWX.
I love Tessa Blanchard.
Yeah, I'm kind of, you know, it looked like AIW was going to do something with you and her again, but I guess no.
I mean, it's there.
Yeah.
I'm currently doing a championship thing, and I have obligations of a champion.
Yeah, but yeah, so I guess you can get, you know, any upcoming appearances, plugs, whatever you want to do out of the way.
Sure, let me see here. I have, obviously I have WSU coming up this weekend, and then the week after that is a huge week for Ring of Honor. We have our New Japan collaboration show, so that's Tuesday and Wednesday in Philadelphia for War of the Worlds. And then Friday and Saturday we're heading up to Toronto for Global Wars, and the Friday show is on iPay-Per-View. So definitely, I'm excited as a wrestling fan for all four of these shows. Just so, so excited. I mean, the lineup is insane. The amount of talent coming together for these shows is crazy. And then after the show in Toronto on Saturday, I will be going down to, like you said, Charlotte, North Carolina, to get another match against Tessa Blanchard. So I'm pretty pumped for that. Let's see, what else is coming up? Then the next week after that is the J-Lit and Girls Night Out, right?
Yeah, that's May 23rd, May 24th, I believe. So that's about it. I do want to thank you for coming on and being kind of a guinea pig here. I'm kind of new at this podcasting thing, so it was a pleasure. So thank you.